So, schönen Sonntagabend zusammen. Herzlich willkommen zur Pressekonferenz hier im Deutsche Bank Park nach unserem Heimsieg gegen den SC Freiburg. Begrüße euch im PK-Raum und natürlich unseren Chefcoach Albert Riera. Albert, congrats for you and the team for the home victory. Please give us your statement on today's game.
Congratulations to the players, because even if you can have good ideas or good imagination, but if the players they are not executing what you are telling them, then it will be more difficult. So congrats to the players, and I have to say that they really believe. We were talking last week, the second half of that we did in Bayern, that for me was a victory, because after 2-0, 3-0, they kept playing on the same way and they could come back. So for me, it was the signal. It was the signal. And this week we prepared a good week with a lot of confidence. With this signal, I felt even more comfortable to work with them. And today I didn't tell you this on the press conference, no. But today was the game, the important game. Okay, but as you know, or you start knowing me, I'm here to protect my players. I'm here to let they forget what is happening outside, or your questions, or what is happening on the streets, on your thoughts. Or the players, they need to be focused on the ideas, on the concepts, on to feel comfortable on the pitch. And this is my responsibility. So when sometimes you are asking me and on the press, you say, why the coach said this, is because my players, they are my everything. And what I want is that they forget that today was the game. After the game, I can say, but it was a very important game. But I will finish with this before to answer your questions on what you are interested. But when we are winning, we are not doing everything good. I'm not totally satisfied of the game. I want more and I want better. Some things I will not tell you concrete, because I prefer to say to the players, or to which players still I'm not satisfied on what they did. And this is always like me. You know, when we are winning, we are perfect. And when we are losing, we can do sometimes a game that we are not getting the 3 points, and we did a lot of good things. So my way and my thinking is to improve these players, to make them better, and to believe that what they have to do is to enjoy on the pitch. And the second half, I saw a team that was enjoying finding a good line of passes.
Thank you, Coach. Kommen wir zu euren Fragen. Nicolas Richter startet von Absolut Fußball.
Hello, Coach. Today you decided to play Nene on the right and Namdi on the left. So they switched sides. Nene also could move into center and Namdi made an assist, so good choice. But can you take us behind the thought process? Why have you decided to change the sides, and why for Freiburg?
But I expect that you are telling me the reason, because you. But okay, I will explain you from me. But this is from all of us. I am always saying to the players, no, I woke up in the morning and I will tell you one idea, because I woke up like this and today is sunny and who will do this? Logical. So Freiburg with a 4-2-3-1 and with two sixes, if we put the three tens, you know, in between the lines. We had Collins, Nene, this pass, and then from Aurel to Oscar. They were playing with two sixes. We play with three tens, so someone is free. And the reason, if inside is a free man, if I put Nene on the right, he will see, no, who is the free man. And if I put Collins on the other side, he will see inside who is the free man. Because outside we don't have a free man. We have a one against one. We can use them. Kali and GM, they are fantastic on one against one. But if the superiority was inside, that was the reason to change the profile and to change the sides. And I went after the game, not only after the game, because this we were practicing this week, but and they say, how are the feelings? Because at the end, the players, they need these feelings, because if I'm telling them jump, the players, they will jump. They are listening to me, but they need to know jump because of this. So I will put you on the left because you will find easier the player inside. And after the two training that we practice, they felt good. Now I went after the game and I said, Nene, how is there? What do you see? And I see all the pitch from there on the left going inside. I see everything. Aha. You play on the left, what do you see? A tribune, no? There. It's better there? Yeah. Okay. So some game we will play on the left, sometimes on the right. So another three positions. You can play as a right fullback, left fullback, inside, number six on the left, on the right, as a winger. So he can do everything. And
this is what I want from all the players, not only from Nene. If you are a good player, be open, you can do a lot of good things. And the reason that sometimes we'll play like this, sometimes no, it depends on the opponent. And today, against two sixes, we decide to play like this.
Konrad Ringlepp von der FAZ.
Danke. Hallo Bartosz. Hi. Good evening, Coach. Congrats on the victory. That was also influenced by the substitution of Faris Chaibi. How did you see his performance today, and what did he give to your team after he came in?
Well, I will start before to answer your question. I will start talking or telling you what I said to Mo the other day when he played as a false nine against Bayern in 60 minutes. He did a fantastic 60 minutes, or the 60 minutes he needed to do to tire Upamecano, to tire the center back, to run a lot. And then Johnny had a fantastic 30 minutes because Bayern at that moment, after this 60 minutes or Mo, was not the same. So today, exactly the same. Oscar and Mo and Mario, they did a fantastic job. And then when Chaibi and Doan came into the pitch, they said, these two number six, now they are more tired, so we have more spaces. So with this, I want to say he scored and he gave the assist. But this is a team. That's why I don't talk a lot individually, because at the end, one is doing the first 60 minutes, creating a lot of spaces, creating what we want, and then the other who is coming in 30 minutes take like the trophy or the prize, no, of this, or the caramel, no, let's say, no, the bonbon. And sometimes it's opposite. So what I want, and this is one of the responsibilities of the players, because it happened in my career, it's so difficult that one coach has 23, 24 players happy, because they are playing 11. So the others, they say, well, but I'm not so happy. You ask them, yeah, maybe 12, maybe 13. And this, I kept this very deep inside of me. And I said, once if I will be a coach one day, I will try to have all of them happy. But not pretending that they are happy. No, I made them happy. How? They need to feel important. They need to feel important. Sometimes it's 60 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes. And this is not only because putting them in. No, no, no. You made a magical question. Say, what are you giving with the ball and without the ball to this team? And if I talk with Chaibi, he was not in the first 11 the last 2 weeks. I said, are you giving to the team what we want without the ball? No, coach, still I can do it. Do it. When you will do it, not the coach will put you. You yourself, you will be in the first 11. And this is exactly with all the players. So this magical question, they need to ask themselves, what I'm giving with the ball, without the ball. And one day, one player comes to me and says, coach, I'm doing perfect everything with the ball and without the ball. You will be in the first 11. It's not me that I will put them. So with this magical question and giving them the concepts, what they have to do when we have the ball and when not, we don't have discussions. I'm sure that the players, they are closer to be happy. And this is one of the responsibilities of the coaches, that as many players as possible, they are involved, they feel important. And because one season is very long, we have a lot of games, and I need all of them.
Christopher Michel von Absolut Fußball.
Yes, hello, coach. It's the fourth time or the fifth time a joker assisted or scored a goal. Now it was Knauf, Johnny, Arno Kalimundo, and today Faris Chaibi. How valuable is this in-game coaching, and how much do you love to read the games and take these decisions? And the other question, how is Kawa Santos feeling at the moment? Do you already know something about his knee?
Well, I will start with Kawa. He didn't have the scan yet. We will know more tomorrow. I saw the repetition now on the video, and it doesn't look beautiful, the action. So we'll hope, fingers crossed, we'll see tomorrow how it is. I was thinking when we were talking 10 days ago about maybe I need to go to the church. I haven't been in the church because straight away, first action of the game, I said, again, we had a very nice week. Many players, they're feeling better, and the players, they want to come back. They are very motivated. Artur and Raz, they coach, as soon as possible, I want to help the team. And he came back, Robin, from his illness, and they said, oh, maybe I don't need to go to the church. And then after 20 seconds, I said, this idea, no? But we were not lucky on this situation. But I was lucky that I was talking this week with Zeti, not because I talked with Zeti, I talked with all the players in general, but I'm always telling them, I said, never let that the coach comes to you and said you were not ready, or your body language is not ready to play, or you have a bad attitude. Never ever. He said, coach, I'm ready. Maybe you didn't shoot me, but I'm always ready. And I said to Zeti, not because it came to the situation, I said, you have to, if you want to fight to be first, you need to be always ready. So I need this push from you. And today it came to the situation. Because I don't promise minutes to anyone. The minutes, you are earning the minutes, so it depends on you. So I'm happy with all the players on the way how they are pushing, and they want to help the team, and this is the most important. The same for all the players. There are some players that today didn't play. Today I will train with them. I will try to give them love to feel important, and I will tell them what I'm saying here. You have to feel important. To feel important is to be ready for the coach, and are you ready for the coach? Then many situations you will put yourself in the first 11 or sometimes coming in 30 minutes, but you have nobody can tell you that is because you drop on something that is in your hands, the attitude, the energy, the passion to come to the training happy. This is in your hands. That after the ball I wanted to pass there and I pass there, this we can miss, but not on all these aspects, no, that I'm talking. And at the moment I don't have any bad thing or any situation that I can say, oh, I was not happy with this player. I love the way how they are working during all the week. And about the second question, sorry? The players are the most important. The coach is about, look, I will tell you on what I'm focused. I'm focused that they enjoy on the pitch. And to enjoy one player, if you ask to one player, how are you going to enjoy on the pitch? He wants solutions, a lot of line of passings, with who I can play, with who I can combinate on this. So I have to put them in a good lines, in a good positioning. Today I was shouting on the second half with Oscar. I said, Oscar, is not who run more. Is who run better. You are moving everywhere. You want to be everywhere, you are nowhere. I said, stop. 5 seconds, don't move. He didn't move 5 seconds. Collins, boom, alone with the ball. Positional game. I said, we are practicing this every single day. And I have this situation with the players. And I like to put example that they understand more and they believe me. I said, coach, he was looking at me. I said, no. It's not who run more, it's who run better. And I said, your salary is not depending how many kilometers you run. So it's about that you have to play well. So I said, sometimes there are some situations that the place is normal. We are only 4 weeks together. That I'm changing concepts, defending and attacking with ball and without the ball. And still it's about to forget what I'm doing on the past. I'm not saying that it's worse that they did on the past. I'm not saying that it's better. It's different. So now what I want that they are doing, what I'm telling them, because I believe and I know the way, what I want and how I want.
Lisa Siegel from Der Bild.
Hi, coach. Out of experience, how much does an injury like that and the uncertainty around it influence your sleep?
I'm sleeping always good. I'm always sleeping good because I will tell you why. Because when you give everything, you can sleep well. When you give everything, one player gives everything and he's not doing well, I said, what are you going to complain to him? You were not doing messy things, but he's not messy. Why? So what I'm telling to the players, give your maximum. And your maximum is not, it doesn't mean that you have to run and escalate the mountains. No. The thing that we have to do in your position, what this player in this position has to do with ball, without the ball. This, okay. Just do it this. When you give your maximum, after that one player has a better passing, a player has more pause, another player is better in one against one. Okay. That's the reason that one player will cost 20 or will cost 100 million. That's the difference. But, and it's the same about your question. If you ask me, before the game, yesterday was -1. Today we refresh with the clips of the training yesterday, what we have, our plan game. And when I finished this, I said, I'm calm because I gave everything. I don't know if it's perfect, but I gave all that I have, all my information, all my knowledge to them. And for me, this is the most important. And after, as we said, even if you play a fantastic game, you can lose games. And sometimes even today I believe that they gave all the information, and still there are some things that we need to improve. So what I want that you write tomorrow is a 2-0, but still I'm not happy. You can write this, no problem, because this is what I will tell to them. It's a good moment to keep hitting them and pushing them to improve. I don't want them to fly or to think that we did something fantastic. We won a game, we did a lot of good things, but still there are many things that we need to polish.
Machen wir mit der Bild weiter. Johannes Wolf.
Hello, Mr. Riera. Congrats to the victory. And just one follow-up question to the substitution. Do you prepare the substitution before the game? Is it in halftime? Is it just gut feeling just seconds before? How are you handling these kind of situations, especially the Chaibi substitution? Was it planned before the game, or was it just gut feelings a second before?
It's about feelings. You can prepare the next meeting, but at the end it depends who you will have in front, how he's looking to you, the emotion, the feeling that you have in that moment. So we know that inside our game, inside, it's very high demanding on physique, because we are going many situations man to man inside with Mario and Oscar. They were making a good efforts with the help of Johnny. Hugo also doing a big job physically, because we try to close the space inside in a man-to-man situation. And after that, the players that normally run more, they are more inside. In other teams, probably the players that they run the most, they are the wingers, up and down, up and down, up and down, and all the striker, and you change offensive players. On our game, probably the ones that is more high demanding physically are the players inside. So many times the player that change inside 60 minutes, 30 minutes, it will be more inside players. And it's not because it's a bad game, it's because physically it's high demanding. So it was physically, that's first. And second, because we wanted Doan left-footed there on that side to open as a number 10 more with Chaibi. And the goal came like this. We opened the opening, and then the wingers running inside with Kali and GM and trying to find the spaces of the opening.
Komm zum Ende der PK mit Peter Hess von der FAZ.
Excuse me when I ask a question the second time, but I hope for a more precise answer, maybe. Four substitutes scored a goal in a row. Mm-hmm. Pure coincidence, or is it a signal for your feeling for the game?
No, I don't believe in coincidences. I don't believe in luck, and I don't believe in coincidences. You're doing a lot of good things, and you will be more lucky. But it's true, what I said before, no, about the players, you need to make the opponent run to create the situation that the opponent is more tired. The sixes, they at the start of the game, the first half, they say, we cannot find the third man, we cannot find the... Yeah, but because they were shuffling well, they were covering the spaces. When they are a bit more tired, they are more late to cover this situation. And that was happening in the second half. They were more late in all the actions, Freiburg, because we made them run. So when I see or I detect that is a physically point, I made the change, I made the substitution. And sometimes it's because, as I said, Oscar is a player, can make a fantastic job box to box, and he's running a lot, but we need a more one positional player like Chaibi, that he could attract more the opponent and make the last pass. Because at the end, what we needed is, I will say, I was quite happy in the second zone. The first zone, sometimes we didn't risk a lot. It was easy out, and then let's go out. And then I tried to play inside with Hugo, but okay, sometimes it depends how the players they are feeling, if they feel more comfortable or not. Second zone, I was quite happy, but we needed more the last pass, no more foot, what I'm saying, to Kali, to Baoya, and to Johnny. So we need on the pitch also this player that can give the last pass, and Chaibi is one of the players that can give this situation. So Doan is also another one. So we had two players more, let's say, workers, and we put more two players that has better the last pass, no? And with this I'm saying, no, we put a better players. No, we put different players. And what I want is different players, because every game demands you something different. And the last 30 minutes we needed this kind of players.
Perfect. Thank you, coach. Euch noch einen schönen Abend.
Okay. Danke. Thank you. And we concede only 4 chances, no? Or 2 on goal. Yeah? That's a victory.
Schönen guten Abend. Um die Veranstaltung hier ein wenig zu straffen, legen wir mal solo los mit dem Freiburger Teil der Pressekonferenz. Und ich darf Julian Schuster um seinen Kommentar zu diesem Spiel heute in Frankfurt bitten.
Ja, erstmal schade, den Abend irgendwie vielleicht noch zu retten, habe ich mich jetzt gefreut, den Kollegen näher kennenzulernen. Das wird mir jetzt auch noch verwehrt. Aber ja, dann fangen wir mal an. Ich glaube, so die erste Situation im Spiel ist so ein Stück weit symptomatisch, was heute für uns möglich gewesen wäre. Eine Situation, eine sehr enge Situation, wo auch in unsere Richtung hätte gehen können, in Form von, dass du da ein Tor schießt oder vielleicht eine rote Karte, dann verletzt sich natürlich der gegnerische Torwart sehr unglücklich an dieser Stelle. Wünsche ich vor allem ihm auch persönlich gute Besserung und hoffe sehr, ja, dass es nicht, dass er nicht zu lange ausfällt. Ja, ich glaube, war schon heute auch ein Spiel der verpassten Möglichkeiten von diesen Situationen finden, waren zu Genüge da. Wir haben es immer wieder geschafft, eben auch ja eine gewisse Unruhe im Stadion auch herbeizurufen, eine gewisse Verunsicherung von einzelnen Spielern dann eben auch zu erzwingen und haben aber ja diese Möglichkeiten leider liegen lassen. Natürlich auch so sinnbildlich der Moment, wo Igor dann eben kurz vor der Halbzeit dann diese große Chance hat. Ich habe den Ball auch schon drin gesehen, springt heute dann leider wieder raus. Mir war es wichtig, auch im Vorfeld, und das war klar unser Plan und auch Herangehensweise, dass wir heute hier eine Leistung zeigen wollen, bei einer Mannschaft mit dieser Qualität auswärts ein anderes Gesicht zeigen. Und das haben wir geschafft, vor allem auch mit dem Ball. Waren einfach gute Momente da, wo auch unsere Innenverteidiger immer wieder gut angerückt sind und eben auch dafür gesorgt haben, dass Frankfurt dann ja nicht in ihre Pressing-Momente kommt. Umso ärgerlicher ist dann eben, dass genau so das 1:0 dann eben auch fällt, wo wir zwei Situationen haben, wo wir im Verbund eine bessere Entscheidung dann auch treffen können, dann auch eigentlich so positioniert sind, dass wir bei möglichen Ballverlust dann eben die Situation besser unter Kontrolle haben. Da waren wir nicht schnell genug uns einig und ja, diesen kurzen Moment wurde dann entsprechend auch ausgenutzt und das ist dann schon ärgerlich, dass mit so einem verhältnismäßig einfachen Tor dann Frankfurt in Führung geht. Und klar, wenn sie hier dann zu Hause dann in Führung gehen, dann gibt es genau das Stück weit Sicherheit und auch Vertrauen. Das hätte ich mir gewünscht, dass ja, dass es eben auf unserer Seite dann eben auch kippt. Das wurde oder haben wir uns selber eben auch verwehrt. So ist es sehr, sehr ärgerlich, dass wir das Spiel heute hier verlieren. Es gab mit Sicherheit schon Auftritte hier, wo es deutlicher war und wo es mir dann oder auch einfacher war, dann zu gratulieren. Heute ist es so, dass es mich schon sehr stört, dass wir diese Möglichkeiten haben liegen lassen. Dennoch Glückwunsch, auch wenn er jetzt nicht da sitzt, an den Kollegen und an Eintracht. Und für uns war es eine Leistung, die uns auch für die nächsten Wochen dennoch helfen kann. Vielen Dank.
Wenn noch Fragen offen sind, dann gerne jetzt. Carsten Schröter-Lorenz, erste Reihe.
Ja, Julian, du hast die Gegentore angesprochen, hast du es nochmal sehen können und war es dann für dich vor dem Gegentor, vor dem ersten, dann ein falsch getimter Pass oder ein nicht entgegengehen dem Ball von Eggestein und Ogbus dann auch oder eine Mischung aus allen drei Sachen? Und wie siehst du das zweite Gegentor dann auch jetzt mal vor dem Abschluss, der natürlich dann hinten perfekt reingeht?
Ja, es ist so, dass wir oft mit den Innenverteidiger angerückt sind und so war es auch in dieser Situation. Es resultiert nach einer Phase, wo Frankfurt sehr lange im Ballbesitz war. Es gab auch immer wieder Momente, wo wir dann auch tiefer dann auch gestanden sind. Aber ich glaube, das hat man gesehen, da ist nicht arg viel passiert. Das haben wir dann oft dann auch gut verteidigt. Ja, wir rücken da mit Bruno an, wo wir den ersten Ballverlust schon in dieser Situation haben vor dem Tor, wo nicht arg viel fehlt, aber das haben wir genau auch so auch von unseren Innenverteidiger verlangt, dass sie genau das machen sollen, weil das bedeutet sehr, sehr großen Aufwand eben auch für die gegnerischen Stürmer. Und dann eben gewinnen wir den Ball zurück und dann ist es wieder so, dass wir mit Balllösungen suchen. Das ist auch richtig und das kann auch mal passieren. Und da gab es genau diese Unstimmigkeit von, ja, wie verhalte ich mich dann im Zwischenraum? Bin ich bereit und mache ich eben dann auch ganz bewusst diese Angebote? Und das haben wir da nicht gut gemacht. Und dann gab es so diesen kurzen Moment der Unklarheit wird dann eben auch die Tiefe verteidigt und genau dieser Moment war dann ausreichend, um zum Abschluss zu kommen und deshalb in der Summe natürlich zu einfach, das haben wir in viele Situationen besser verteidigt, in dieser Situation nicht und klar, dann ist Frankfurt natürlich auch ein Gegner, der das dann offensiv dann eben auch dann entsprechend auch nutzen kann vor dem zweiten Tor, verteidigen wir nicht gut die Tiefe, spielen gehen, das haben wir darauf vorbereitet, dass das immer wieder sein kann, natürlich war es dann so ein Moment, wo wir dann ein Stück weit offener dann auch standen, ein bisschen mehr Räume gibt und kann das natürlich auch stärker bestraft werden. Ich glaube, final wollte den Ball dann gar nicht so spielen, wie er dann auch reinging. Das ist dann schon sehr, sehr ärgerlich, dass dann, wenn du dann auch nochmal eine Phase hast, wo es vielleicht dann 1-0 nur steht, wir hatten ja dann auch nochmal die eine oder andere Schussmöglichkeit, dann kannst du vielleicht nochmal zurückkommen, so wird es dann natürlich dann sehr, sehr schwierig.
Dann räumen wir die Bühne und wünschen einen schönen Abend. Danke.
Dankeschön.